tutti ma pista no ma mi ci 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 na volte ci no ma su in un beto ci gatti tutti un nega per la lancia ya scogne gane cotta ya Clearwater River Dene Nation mi ne piesta metta ya patcho na patch na che cotta mi na ya ato ci gatti va ya cosinano ya cosce gatti e qua ya Rick Liberty o come na cotta ganiti po valli ma mo to scrive cotti Yam si muni a la pista go sa ni da ba mo to si yo gi wi chi hu chi so rick the liberty with that to ta ka ga si mu i to ta ma ka ne min ta ni hi so at so a wi ta rick
This is Rick the Liberty from the Northwest Incident Command Center and I'm just reporting on the latest efforts here in the north. As far as we know, the World Health Organization still has the highest level of pandemic alert worldwide. We're still experiencing Canadian outbreaks where we have high infection rates happening in most of our communities to the west of us in Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, and more specifically in our region. We have had a recent outbreak in the Lalash and Patchenac communities. So what we're doing is to make sure that community containment stays strong. As part of our pandemic response, most of our communities have had checkpoints and monitoring isolation for each community. We're encouraging everybody to stay with that strategy. It's called community containment and early identification to make sure that as soon as you see symptoms, that you call 811 and get yourself tested. If somebody in your family has signs of COVID, the telltale signs like a flu, it's got hard of breathing, fever, coughing, runny nose, all those symptoms. As soon as you feel that somebody may have those symptoms, call 811. We want to make sure that we test early identification and early isolation and containment. The other measures that we started as of yesterday was a perimeter control on our major highways. We had had this plan for a while, working in concert with the Métis Nation. Region 3 and Region 2 in our region have been very supportive in putting the perimeter checkpoints for our region. So we're stopping traffic from the oil sands in Fort McMurray that has a major outbreak. We got 903 on the Canoe Lake Waterhen Road on the 155 here by Green Lake. We have a checkpoint, and we're establishing one on the Pinehouse Beauval Junction. Because the outbreak is in this region, we're recommending that non-essential travel, please do not come into this area at this moment. There'll be other times to deal with your affairs or with the recreation activities that are normally I guess enjoyed in this region. We have outfitting camps, we have seasonal cabin owners. Please put those plans on hold. We're isolating our communities for to stop the spread, and we're also isolating our region so non-essential travel doesn't bring the virus in. Plus, we want to make sure that this region, that the virus doesn't get out. We want to make sure that we contain and support the family members that are battling COVID. So at this time, we've established a network of communities. Each community has organized itself to prepare for the response to an outbreak in each community. We have 24 communities that we're trying to care for and support, and working with the communities of Lalash. Lalash has three jurisdictions. We have the Northern Village of Lalash, we have the Clearwater Dene Nation, and we also have the Métis Nation of Saskatchewan Area 2 and the local in Lalash. So with all these jurisdictions, we have come together to try and battle this COVID, and how we respond, we're doing it in a unified manner. At the same time, we're asking for supports from the provincial government and supports for the from the federal government, because this is going to be sustained for a while. We don't see the vaccine coming anytime soon. And also, we're asking that the provincial authorities ramp up their testing in this region. We have a low number of testing. There's people that may be carrying the virus, and we don't know. So if there's more population testing in our region, I think we can corner that virus. We can find out where it is and isolate it. So all this concerted effort needs resourcing. So we've been operating for 4 to 6 weeks now in some of our communities. And we thank our First Nations brothers and sisters because they willingly shared their pandemic plans. We weren't ready on the municipal Métis side. We didn't have a pandemic plan ready, but the First Nations have generously shared their plans, and we realize that we have to look at early surveillance, early containment, and patient care. So we're looking at in Cree, we said, Tansitesh Nagatimswe, how do we take care of ourselves? And that's our message to our communities is Nagatimswe, as family members, as community members, make sure you have a plan in your own house. Tansui, we see Sigi, Ispinoe, care for yourself in your own home. How are you going to react? And the most important thing we learned from our leaders, both in South End, Stony Rapids, LaLosh, and Patchenac, as the virus has entered their communities, you have to remain calm. You have to remain caring. You have to care for the families that's experiencing it. Do not stigmatize, do not blame anybody. This virus has no conscience. It'll infect anybody that it has an opportunity to, and we can't blame people that carry the virus. There's no way we can do that. The whole world is experiencing this, so please treat the people that are infected with the utmost respect, and they're our heroes. If they identify and isolate themselves, that's a definition of a hero. They're battling it themselves. And the thing we got to realize as well is that as you get tested, you call your 811 number and you may be proven positive on a test, you're not automatically going to be taken into a health facility. You're going to be sent home. And in your home isolation, they're expecting you to get well on your own with your own antibodies. So as you battle that virus alone at home or isolated at home family, you're in an infectious state that you call shedding. That virus, once it enters your body, it starts shedding itself, and it's very efficient. It'll infect other people just by you coughing, just by you breathing, because it's treating or serving people that may have the virus. Like I said, don't blame that. The virus has no discrimination. So care for your people with love. If you have to approach an infected person, that's why we talk PPE. You got to have rubber gloves. You got to have a mask. Protect yourself that it doesn't enter your breathing, your nose, eyes, and your mouth, and that you don't infect yourself. If you touch something that's contaminated, you may touch your face and infect yourself that way. So be very careful around an infected person. We know that the health system is going to send people home to go care for themselves at home, but we are trying to prepare the families to be prepared how to protect yourself and how to make your family members survive this. And as a community, we're encouraging each community to have care packages, to have sanitization packages, because even as an infected person leaves a space, that virus stays on surfaces for so many hours and so many days that we have to have disinfecting protocols to make sure that we use our Javix, our 9-to-1 Javix mix, nine parts water, one part Javix, and you spray down that surface, and that's the disinfecting protocols that we're talking about. So at this time, our North is experiencing an outbreak in our communities. We're asking people that are non-essential of this area to please stay away for now. You know, we can have happy times and enjoy our great outdoors later. But in the meantime, it's a health order that has been brought down by the province. And we've also created a perimeter on our Northwest region to try and contain it. But the health order also encompasses Cumberland Heights, Montreal Lake, LaRonge, Peter Ballantyne, and the PAGC area. So we're communicating with the leaders. Let's see how they want to contain their region. They're working on community containment as they have been for a while. But as a region, how we respond is going to be critical in where this outbreak ends. So that's the update for now for the North region. It's very difficult. We'll stay at home. the cases are being investigated and are being people are being tested right now. So we're for provincial government to do as much testing as we can, so we find out where this virus is isolated, contain it, and help our family members.
So Rick the Liberty or Gapiach Mutigo at the Wipachisho Maya at the Piach Woman Tani Hildowich, so you're gonna matter the Pistagon at the Wipach.